This fall, we, the interns at the Big Something, went down to Fountain Creek in Manitou to search for items that had been washed down in this past summer's floods.
We found everything from torn clothing to chainsaw covers. Some of the things we found were surprisingly intimate, and we wanted to find out where these objects came from.
On November 8th, we held a pop-up show at the Manitou Art Center to display the items we found and invite people affected by the flood to claim their belongings. We spoke to many people about the impact the flood had on their lives.
The first one was a big old mass of brown water with sticks and just like a monster coming down, you know? Like the height of a no parking sign, you know, like it was just like coming around the corner, like, oh my God, here it comes.
Christian Johnson lives at the mouth of Williams Canyon, where the floodwaters hit hardest. He came to the exhibit after hearing we'd found a photo of him and his partner.
You could hear it coming for like 3 minutes, kind of like a freight train coming down the canyon. Then you see it just enveloping the trees, and then, you know, then it hits that culvert where it just plugged like cork, you know, and it was like a tidal wave then, you know, like into the, under the pass, you know.
Most residents knew that flooding was a real possibility. 2 summers ago, the Waldo Canyon fire wiped out much of the forest to the north of Manitou, but few expected it to hit so hard so soon. Kelly Snyder, president of the board of the Manitou Arts Center, described the scene at the galleries during the flooding.
We were dramatically affected here at the Manitou Arts Center. We had about 5 openings the night of August 9th. We already had almost 200 people in our 2 buildings when the sirens went off, and our best friends in the art community wanted to just stay and wait it out, and we weren't willing to take any chances because we didn't know what was coming, so we evacuated that night.
The Manitou Art Center became a makeshift emergency resource center in the days after the flood in August. They played a vital role in organizing volunteers.
For the next 10 days, we had about 2,000 to 3,000 people come through here just to pick up a sandwich and a shovel and go out and help their neighbors. We had people riding their bikes in with shovels just balanced on their shoulders. It was an astounding thing. And as those days dried out, we saw the victims come in. We understood the severity of what happened to us.
This was our first time.
That's Natalie Johnson, the executive director and bookkeeper at the Manitou Arts Center.
I don't think anybody knew. I don't think the city knew they needed us to coordinate volunteers. I don't think the community expected to have 1,000 people there in the first 2 days helping them out. So it's kind of an interesting thing for everybody.
The community came together, but it wasn't a fairy tale rescue. Those days after the flood were challenging and people were on edge.
It was a roller coaster. There was a 2 or 3 day period where they still couldn't see the results, that they still couldn't see an end, and it was just so hard and frustrating. And then once that end was in sight, everybody perked up again and everything was fine, but it was just this in-between period.
They're still suffering. There are mold problems still popping up. It's the impact will be for a very long time.
As we looked for people's belongings along Fountain Creek, we also came across a bunch of photos. Here's Leeds Mellencrot Reese, who works with us at the Big Something, describing the pictures on the day we found them.
Look, there's the baby, and then there's the pregnant woman. These are all just like photos, and then you can see like this was a picture of like a woman because there's like a background of it, but it's all been rubbed off. All these photos.
Most of the photos we found belong to Pam Peterson Fleming, who lives just down the hill from Christian on Canyon Avenue, where the floodwaters hit hardest.
This is me when I was pregnant, and I was huge, and we were up at Palmer Park. That's the only picture I'm going to have now of when I was so big pregnant.
Pam came to our pop-up show and recognized herself in some of the photos.
Her storage shed was completely washed away.
It had all of our possessions from the 3-bedroom house, and everything, photos of my son when he was a baby, had family heirlooms, all our winter clothes and coats in it. It was everything. You don't imagine losing all of your Christmas ornaments or things that were made for your grandma when she was a baby in Czechoslovakia.
Of all the people who came to our exhibit, Pam was perhaps the most affected.
I'm not a big technology person, you know? I want to hold a picture. And I think that's one of the hardest things about this is is wondering where things are.
For the most part, those who came out seemed uplifted by the community connectedness that followed in the wake of the flood. Again, here's Kelly from the Manitou Art Center.
When we had professional people finally come in to do disaster relief, they said they'd never seen a community help themselves more than our community did.
But for Christian and Pam, the losses will likely linger.
I had a tree and a Nissan. It was the only things left in my whole yard.
You don't think of your items as so important until you don't have them. And you don't realize how much of your life you put into boxes.
For the Big Something in KRCC, I'm Mercedes Whitman.
I'm Patrick Lofgren.
And I'm Sarah Stockdale.